Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. A Food and Drug Administration Advisory Committee today is strongly recommending the agency authorize another COVID-19 vaccine. NPR's Rob Stein has the story.
The vaccine is made by a company called Novavax. It uses a more tried-and-true approach to vaccines than the Moderna and Pfizer-BioNTech vaccines. Those vaccines stimulate the immune system by injecting genetic instructions into the body to make cells manufacture a protein from the virus. The Novavax vaccine injects a version of the protein itself. There is some evidence the vaccine may cause a rare swelling of the heart that also occurs sometimes in people who get one of the other vaccines. But the committee concluded that the benefits of the vaccine outweigh the risks. The FDA now has to decide whether to agree and authorize the Novavax vaccine. The hope is another vaccine option might entice more people to get vaccinated, especially if they have misgivings about the newer technology used by the Moderna and Pfizer-BioNTech vaccines. Rob Stein, NPR News.
The son of an 86-year-old woman killed in the mass shooting that targeted black people at a Buffalo supermarket last month today called on Congress to act against domestic terrorism. Carnell Whitfield Jr., whose 86-year-old mother was the oldest of 10 people killed by the gunman, challenged lawmakers during a hearing. The emotional testimony coming as Senate negotiations continue toward the goal of crafting gun legislation by the end of the week. President Biden today said he's optimistic after being updated by lead Democratic negotiator Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says it's critical the U.S. get control of inflation, which is at a near four-decade high. NPR Scott Horsley reports Yellen calls soaring consumer prices the nation's top economic problem.
Members of a Senate committee grilled the nation's Treasury Secretary about high prices, which have put a dent in consumers' buying power, as well as President Biden's approval rating. Janet Yellen, who used to head the Federal Reserve, notes the central bank has a key role to play in bringing inflation under control.
President Biden is strongly supportive of the independence of the Fed and getting out of the way and giving them the room to do what they need to do.
The central bank has begun raising interest rates in an effort to tamp down demand and cool off prices. The Fed raised rates by half a percentage point in May, and two more similar-sized rate hikes are expected this month and next. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
A bipartisan bill that would regulate cryptocurrencies and other digital assets has cleared the Senate, though it remains unclear whether the measure can clear Congress. Sponsored by Democrat Kirsten Gillibrand of New York and Republican Cynthia Lummis of Wyoming, sweeping measure would propose, among other things, legal definitions of digital assets and virtual currencies. Would also require the IRS to adopt guidance on merchant acceptance of digital assets. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 264 points. This is NPR. More than $500 million is being allocated to expand broadband access in four states. The funding from the U.S. Treasury Department, part of a sweeping national initiative aimed at providing affordable internet service for rural and low-income Americans. Louisiana, New Hampshire, Virginia, and West Virginia will be the first states to receive the funds, which are expected to bring internet service to about 200,000 homes and businesses. Leaders of the European Union are accusing Russia of creating a global food crisis by blocking Ukrainian exports. NPR's Nathan Rott reports Russia's blockade shows no signs of relenting.
Ukrainian officials say tens of millions of tons of harvested wheat are sitting in warehouses and storage, stuck with nowhere to go. The European Union's top diplomat accused Russia of destroying a major grain terminal in the southern port city of Mykolaiv, part of a wider campaign that he said is driving up food prices and destabilizing entire regions in the world. The comments at a UN Security Council meeting caused Russia's ambassador to walk out. Meanwhile, the U.S. is warning that Russia is trying to sell grain it's stolen from occupied parts of Ukraine. Nathan Rapp, NPR News, Kyiv.
Aerospace and defense company Raytheon Technologies says it plans to move its global headquarters to Arlington, Virginia. Company in a news release saying the location outside Washington increases agility, supporting U.S. government and commercial aerospace customers. Company is currently based in Waltham, Massachusetts, but each of its four business units already have operations in Virginia. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.